Do you have a list of diet foods that you eat when you go on a diet? If you do, then you're going to want to listen to this episode because that is not the way to go about weight loss. We overcomplicate weight loss, but today we're going to simplify it for you. It's going to be a good one, so grab your coffee and let's get into it. Welcome, everyone, to an episode of Candidly with Coffee, episode 505.
505.
Let's go. 505 to Candidly with Coffee. And we are grateful to have you guys listening to our show.
Yes, we are back for you guys. Our tribe, man.
Our people. Our people, new people. If you're here, we are, you know, a fun show about nutrition and fitness. We're not super sciencey or here. We just like to talk about things in just a fun, relatable way.
Yeah, we're not trying to put you to sleep. We don't want you to be snoozing on our show. We want you to listen in, tune in. That way, when you shoot comments, if you have questions in there, shoot them. We'd love to answer them.
And we are going to get into simplifying weight loss today because we give you guys gems on this show. We have a lot of listeners who lose weight and change their lives and change their mindset, change their habits, literally just by watching. They don't spend a single dime on our programs or anything, literally just by watching, listening, and implementing some of the things that we talk about.
All the time. We get a lot of feedback, comments, people change their mindset. We just try to open up those chambers and tell people, switch things around. Don't say, I can't, it's too hard. People defeat themselves before they even start their journey. You know what I'm saying? Stop doing that.
Exactly. That's so true. People defeat themselves before they even start.
All the time. I hear it all the time, and I tell them, why? You haven't even tried it yet. What makes you think you can't do it? Don't be like, why? Yes, you can. Switch it. Tell yourself that you can. And stop setting limits on yourself. That's the thing is, you guys have these limits. You have your blinders on. Like, you have these limits that you can't create the best version of yourself. It's like you have this mental block.
You know what I do want to talk about is that we have joined forces. I don't know why we didn't really think about this before. We have a nutrition and fitness coaching business that we've had for a while, but we've kept our client bases separate.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we have done that because we're so much better together, stronger together, coaches together. And I think on the back end, we coach together, but not forward facing, like really coaching our clients together.
Yeah.
And it also dawned on me that you have had your client base, your entire clientele was women. Because we have a lot of women clients, obviously, there was women and you did so well with women were more likely to hire you as a coach than males back in the day. So I thought, why are we not doing that, offering that to our clients? Because it is so much more value for both of us rather than just one.
That's so true. My client base when I was a personal master trainer at 24 Hour Fitness was predominantly women. I would say 90%+ of women were my clients. And I've never really opened it up to women. I always talk to my man and let's go, fellas, and fire them up. No, let's go, ladies. Come on. I could flip you too, change your mindset. Everybody has a beast and savage inside of them that's sleeping, that's dormant. It needs to be woken up. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Nothing special. No genetics. No nothing. It's just work ethic and grit. Activating that beast.
Yeah, and that's your strength. Your strength is that motivational communication, your communication style, so motivational. Like when I hear you talk to your clients, and sometimes I think, man, I hope my clients, they don't find out about Mike talking to his clients, or because you are better than me in that regard.
Yeah.
So where your strengths are my weaknesses and my weaknesses are your strengths.
That's true.
So why wouldn't we capitalize on that? So that's why we are coming together just to have a better offering for our clients, basically. And we're going to restructure the program a little bit, but not too much. It's only adding to it. And none of our pricing is changing for right now. But we're only adding to our offering, more communication, more hands-on, more access to us because it's both of us. And we're going to add in now a weekly call with our clients, with the group, whoever wants to join, when you can join. We're thinking of maybe Fridays.
Fridays, that's a good one. You said something earlier, though, like we're a team. Why not? This is what I've always heard. There's no I in team, so together we're stronger.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, Fridays is good because we're already in studio, so we should do it on Fridays. That's correct.
Yeah, which would be open to our coaching clients. So like the one-on-one clients where you can join we're going to do it via Riverside, but yeah. Anyways, I don't want to get too far into that uncannily with coffee, but just so you guys know, when you see Esco Elite Coaching, the link is in my bio, or when we talk about it, it is both of us. We are doing some really cool stuff on the back end. We're going to launch a new app.
Oh, yeah.
And because the things that people want the most out of what we do is a lot of the help with the nutrition and the meals. They just want to be able to track our meals and eat our meals. Yep. And that's what our specialty is, really. So our new app is going to have all of our meals. I'm busy loading them in.
We're going to be posting a lot of videos that we personally cook and make at home, make it simple, because a lot of times people are stuck. They don't know what to do. You're right. They're lost. And that's the hardest part. I think that's where people fail. And we make it as simple as possible. We don't make it complicated. You don't need to be in the kitchen for hours slaving away. Easy. Mm-hmm. We make it so simple. We simplify that too.
And one final thing before we move on is we have packages. It's $2.99 a month, full transparency. I'll tell you that. But we have packages, incentives if you commit to longer time. Nobody's going to do this in a month. I'm sorry.
No.
It just does not work that way. And also, we will have really good packages for if you are like with your partner, either your partner, your spouse, your whomever. A partner, yes. A live-in partner. So like you're living in the home together. We will restructure a special package just for you guys, because there is no, like you just said, better together, right?
Yes. And I want to say something. One of my clients, I just talked to him yesterday, boxing coach, guy I used to go train under. You know what he told me? He told me something good. Now that he's doing the program, figured out the macros, he has his mom following. He's teaching his brother. Even his daughter's eating better, his little daughter. She's inspired by him. She's proud of him, and he's lost over 30 pounds. And it took him a while to get it down.
Mm-hmm.
And he just did an assessment, and I helped him along the way real quick.
Yeah, and that's what I say, too. When you learn it, share it. Don't hold on to it. Don't be
greedy.
Don't be greedy.
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Share it.
Yes.
You never know. You may end up eventually turning into a business for you, but don't be greedy with your information. That's how I am here today, is because when I would find something that works for me, I shared it. And not for monetary gain. I just shared it because when I love something, I love for other people to know about it too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just, yeah. So share the knowledge is what I'm saying. I'm not even saying share us. I'm saying share your knowledge with your family. Share it with your spouse, your kids. Share your knowledge, and it spreads. And this healthy lifestyle spreads. And that is a beautiful thing because you'll have a happy family. It's just great.
That's one thing we realize when we flipped ourselves, or even me, when I flipped myself, like stopped drinking, doing any kind of drug, smoking weed, and got myself super healthy on point, my mood changed. I'm a better person since then.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't realize. A lot of people are depressed, moody, angry, and you're not angry at your spouse or your mate or whoever. You're angry at yourself because you're not feeling good in life. That's the honest truth. We see it all day long. We see it in society. We see how moody and sometimes people can be disrespectful. We see it when we're shopping. Like, these people are just, they're defeated.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, moving on, you guys. Oh, by the way, real quick on that, if you are interested in maybe a structured package or something a little different, or just want to know more about what our coaching program could do for you, or if we can even help you, if you just want to see if we are a fit, book a call. There's a link to book a call in my bio, in your bio.
Yes.
Or you can go to EscoElite.com and book a call, and then we can go from there. But we're excited because we're very passionate about what we do. And I've just gotten this just different mindset of, you know what? We need to help as just many as people as possible. We need to create a movement.
We do. I want to create a community. It can start small, but we're going to spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
My community is starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to spread your community, our community together. I want to spread them out.
Our community.
Our community, exactly.
But yeah, and even because I love nothing more too than to see it spread within families. You know what I mean? Like a family, a husband and wife, and then they're going to do better for their kids and so on and so forth. But anyways, that's what we have going on. We're excited. Moving on to Patreon, you guys, I just want to say thank you all for your support. We got actually several new joins today. I think that people are pretty interested in episode 8 because it's juicy. But thank you guys so much for your support on Patreon. But I do want to say, I don't like the Patreon app personally. Bookmark the website. And use the web. You could go to the website from your phone. You could watch the videos. You can turn it around and see the full screen of your video. You can go to your computer. The Patreon app is newer and glitchy. So I do want to give you guys that advice. Just go to patreon.com/off_topic. And if you're not a subscriber, get subscribed. The video, the episode 8 that we dropped on Wednesday was worth $7. And that's just one of the many episodes that you'll get in the month. It was juicy.
I haven't even gone back to look at the comments, but we said some crazy stuff on there. Yeah. I told you some crazy stories. I got stories for days. Yeah. I can't reveal it on here, though. It's too juicy for YouTube. But you're going to have to go to Patreon to hear those stories.
All right, you guys, moving on to 1UP Nutrition. I want to highlight different 1UP Nutrition supplements on the podcast. And if you don't know, I work with them. So full disclosure, I do get a commission when you use my discount code. My code is Janine. It's 20% off. I do love their supplements. I've been using them religiously for an entire year. You've been using them as well.
Yes, I have.
And but I want to talk about today is Daily Cleanse because I just got a shipment and I was out of my Daily Cleanse. And it just came in, thank goodness, because let me tell you, that thing keeps me regular. I take one a day, and it keeps me regular, and I never realize how much I love it or need it until I don't have it, and then I'm like, whoa, okay, big problem.
Especially you get constipated. I don't. You've always been that way since I've known you.
Yeah, and so I took it immediately, and usually I don't take it in the morning because I want to go in the morning, if that makes sense. Sorry, you guys, this is going to be a little TMI.
TMI.
But I was so happy to get the bottle that I took it.
And it worked instantly?
It worked.
Ooh.
In a good way, not a diarrhea way. I'm sorry. I told you guys, it's going to be okay. TMI. In a good way, but however, it worked. And where was I when it worked?
Don't let me guess. OT.
No, it was at the gym with you.
Oh, I forgot.
I was at the gym. I went to the gym with you.
Duh.
Yes.
I forgot it today.
Yes, it was today, and I was at the gym, and I never go.
No, you don't.
Number two in public.
No, you don't.
And I had to go, but it was such a productive, and I just have Daily Cleanse. That thing is golden, and it doesn't, because it doesn't make you feel sick.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel like you're going to poop your pants. But anyways.
That's a win, though.
People, that's a win.
You guys
sorry.
Don't realize this girl would not go in public at all. I'm like, fuck that. If I need to go, I'm going. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to go.
Anyways, guys, if you're not regular, I'm sorry that we're talking about this, but we talk about everything on this show. And
yes,
if you are not going every day at least one time, you are not regular.
No.
Just letting you know. You're regular to you. Maybe I go every 2 days, but that's not regular. It's what you're used to, but it is not regular.
Something's wrong with your system.
And so what I would recommend is doing something like the Daily Cleanse. You're going to initially have to do a clean out, meaning you're going to want to take 2 to 3 per day until you clean that back up out. Because if you have not been going every day, you've got several pounds of waste inside of you. So you need to clean that out. And then you can get on a regular regimen where you just take this. It's literally called Daily Cleanse. I take one per day and it keeps me regular. And I am never going to let myself run out again because I felt just full. I could tell that yeah. I was not empty. And I didn't like that feeling.
Not only that, man, that's toxic waste inside mm-hmm. you guys. It's got to go. You got to get that out of there. Think about that. That's toxic waste. It must go.
Anyways, guys, if you use my code Janine, try Daily Cleanse. Let me know what you think. You will not be disappointed. I love all 1UP Nutrition supplements. If you have any questions about 1UP, let me know because I've taken quite a few of their supplements. And I'll give you my honest feedback. Some I haven't loved and didn't repurchase, but there are some that I literally get every single month. So happy to give you my input on any of that. I haven't had to hold my coffee in a while. And guess what? The hold my coffee is me. I have to hold the coffee.
Uh-oh. Hold the coffee. You, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I have to hold the coffee because I got a comment that's so bad.
Uh-oh.
I was bad. So
ooh,
this person says, it's from Zitro Anor, says, first time listener. I like the podcast. I appreciate the supportive male input, but he doesn't seem to get a chance to finish a thought, though.
Ooh, somebody called you out. Damn, I told you sometimes you ramble a little too much.
Hey, look, I'm calling myself out. I'm like, okay, no. And I replied saying, thank you. I appreciate that. Noted. I know I do. I actually joked and I said, did he put you up to this comment? Because I know I do that. I apologize.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I do apologize.
Thank you for having my back, girl.
Yeah. You don't know if it's a girl or a guy.
Oh.
By the way.
Girl,
you just
guy,
don't. But my I'm just saying, whoever it was, hey, you know what? And this is why I tell you guys, it's okay to be humble yourself. Sometimes it's got to be, you got to eat the humble pie.
Yes, that's so true. You do. You got to eat the humble pie. Like, you're always giving me tips and what to do and how I can be a better interview for my podcast. And I just shut up and listen. Okay,
no, cool. I don't know it all. And I'm not perfect. And I can, you know, I was like, okay, you know what? Noted. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's okay. Yeah. Constructive feedback. There's nothing wrong with constructive feedback.
Not at all. We want that from you guys.
Because I think sometimes people get afraid. Maybe they get afraid because of the hold my coffee. They'll be like, please don't put me on hold my coffee.
Yeah.
But this person is on hold my coffee, but it's not them. It's me.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's holding the coffee today.
Woo.
So.
Hold that coffee.
Anyways, guys. All right. Moving on to the next comment because we're on comment corner. We can't forget the cheers. We can't forget the cheers. We don't have a hot coffee topic, though, so there's no peeing involved today. All right. Princess Me, 2023. Hi, Janine and Mike. When dieting, should we be hungry? I'm on between 1,400 to 1,600 calories per day, and I'm hungry a lot. At night, especially, when I'm closer to 1,400. Yes.
Yes. That's part of the game. You have to learn to sit in it. You have to learn to master your emotions and not give in. It's just part of the game. If you want to look a certain look in life, then yes, you do a little bit. And a lot of it's just teaching your brain to fight against adversity. Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to give you a couple tips. By the way, what has helped me when I'm hungry at night is I think to myself, if I just push through this and go to sleep in the morning, I'm going to be like, yeah, girl, you did that. I'm going to feel really good about it. And I'm going to wake up feeling nice and lean and happy that I didn't give in to it. So it's just like a mental thing. But I do want to say a couple things. Okay. You should be hungry when you're in a calorie deficit because it's not natural. It's a stressor on the body to eat less than you burn. It's like you're forcing your body to go into reserve tanks. It does not like to do that. That's its emergency fund.
Yep.
So it's a stressor. It doesn't like it. You're going to feel hungry. That being said, you shouldn't feel ravenous though.
No, you shouldn't. But I like that piece of advice because I've taken that advice from you. Like, just go to bed hungry. Because there's times where I'm hanging on the couch, maybe staying up a little too late, and I'm hella hungry, and I start slipping in the chip bag. No more. I don't do that no more. None of that nighttime snack. Because you ruin the day. You do good all day long. The next day you slip and you start snacking.
Yeah.
You ruin it. You just ruin the whole day.
Yeah, and that's what has given nighttime eating, by the way, a bad rap. It's not that it has anything to do with what time of day that you're eating. It's that because obviously, if you have ate all day, whatever you are eating at night is what's putting you into the surplus. So that's what's getting the bad rap. If you didn't eat all day and ate all of your allotted calories at night, there'd be no problem with that. But it's because it's what sets you into the surplus. But if you set your calories too low, though, that is going to be very hard to sustain because the hunger is too intense.
Yep.
And you'll just end up dieting or going off and on and not staying consistent. So I know you mentioned 1,400 to 1,600 calories. Is 1,600 calories still a deficit for you? Because if it is, just stick to the 1,600. You don't speed up weight loss. Don't try to speed up weight loss by lowering your deficit when ultimately it will result in you not being able to stick to it. And it doesn't sound like a big difference, but there's a huge difference between 1,400 and 1,600.
Especially for you.
Okay, huge. Because you know what? That is almost half a pound of body fat a week, that 200 calorie difference. So figure out. No more than a 500 calorie deficit per day is what I recommend. So figure out what your numbers are. Put yourself in a deficit of about 500 calories. No more than that. And just be okay with that pace. Because if you're too hungry, it's going to be really hard to sustain.
It is. And another thing you could do, now this is the next level, is you could learn fasting. And why you should learn fasting? Because you learn how to fight through the hunger pangs. You create a new level in yourself. Mm-hmm. Like for us, for instance, we've done what? 36-hour fast. Mm-hmm. How many days, weekends now? Three?
We've done three.
Three, okay. Mm-hmm. Challenging. We had never done three before. We'd done 24 hours, but 36 hours was new. But guess what? We did it. We got through the day, and we, like you said, just go to sleep. Next day, you get to eat. It's that easy. It really is that. It's easy. It's hard, but it's not. It's really just digging in to your inner core, into your mindset. You know what? I got this. You're in charge. Remember that. Not your stomach. And you're not going to die. no matter how hard it gets, you're going to live. You'll be just fine.
And you know what? It really does teach you how, it does teach you how to sit in hunger. It does. It teaches you how to control that feeling. It's very empowering.
It is.
And because it, and it gives you, when you go through that, it gives you more confidence of your ability to say no to food or resist food or not give in to the nighttime thing. It's like, why would I give in to this nighttime craving? I'm a beast. I can go 36 hours without eating. So a nighttime craving's got nothing on me. Exactly. It gives you a confidence.
Yes.
So it is. I do. I have to say, and I'm going to eat a little bit of crow on it. I think I'm going to eat crow.
Oh, you are?
Because I'm pretty sure.
Throw it out there.
I'm pretty sure that I've talked shit about it.
You did. You did. I haven't called you out on it, but you did. I forgot you were saying, like, oh, you don't need to do all that. Because I told you, I was thinking about going back to it, and you're like, you don't need to go out and do all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, because I was a little afraid that it would lend itself to some disordered eating, because I'm careful with behaviors, though.
I know what you mean, though, by that.
I don't like going buck wild on a weekend and then fasting to undo the damage.
Yes.
That is disordered behaviors. We don't do that.
Yeah, we know people who do that.
In fact, we did the opposite with this routine. We're actually scaling back on cheat day, which is Saturday, being more mindful of cheat day, not going crazy, and still fasting on Monday. So we're not doing it to undo our sins of the weekend.
Yes.
So I want to be really careful because I don't want people to do that. But I do have to say, I wasn't a huge fan of it. And it's not magical, by the way. It doesn't speed up fat loss or anything.
No, it
doesn't do anything like that. But it does help you with the mental stuff.
Yes.
I feel like it's more mental. It's the mental benefits of giving you the confidence to be able to know that you can handle hunger and do hard things. And it also rejuvenates my joy of the macros I do get on the other days.
Exactly.
Like on my other days, wow, what a blessing. I get to eat 1600 calories today. Yesterday, I couldn't eat any. I'm grateful for my 1600 calories. It gives you a new perspective on your allotment of macros, right?
Again, it's what I live by. You must inflict adversity. By doing that, you're inflicting adversity. But guess what? When you pass, when you complete your mission and you're done, you feel that much stronger. Yes, you did something hard. And every time you do it, you know you got it. First time might be a little rough because you've never done it. You know, anything in life, the first time is always going to be a little rough. Second time gets better. Third time, you get better with it. And you're battle tested. Now, you know what? I'm not tempted to slip at nighttime and go off the deep end, go off my macros. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay on point. And then when you start seeing your body transform, don't chase the weight loss. It'll come. Chase the adversity. Adversity is what's going to level you up.
Yes, because the adversity gives you the confidence to stay consistent with your macros because you're consistent in your abilities to do hard things. It all goes hand in hand. This situation is, yes, okay, it's to pad the deficit, and it does help, and it is, I can tell. I can tell my body is shifting much faster, but that's not the biggest benefit. The biggest benefit to me is mindset shift, that reminder of that the strengths I have to control, that I'm in control.
Yes.
Because
you're in control.
When
not
you,
your hunger.
Then everything becomes easier, right? A trip, a dinner out, a long day at work or whatever it is, everything becomes easier suddenly when you have that confidence again that you're in control. And so that's why we're doing it. And anyways, I know we went off on a tangent, but that's what we do.
That's what we do. And speaking of cheats, Saturday, like you said, we had a cheat meal. We had burger and fries. And I even ate out the next day on Sunday at breakfast, but I made a wise choice, calculated, and I still lost 2 pounds. Again, I'm not chasing weight loss. I'm chasing the adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to understand that. Stop chasing the weight loss. Stop chasing the number on the scale. Chase adversity. Consistency and adversity. That'll get you to where you need to be. I promise you that. And you'll see the scale change on its own. Don't stop focusing on the number on the scale. Chase adversity. When you chase adversity and you conquer, that's how you become that much stronger.
And these are the kind of gems that we teach in coaching and things like that with our clients. Okay, moving on to the next comment. A Beauty Addict says, this is a serious question. Can Ozempic be done right? If people train and get the protein they need, will they still have the same issues you're talking about here? I'm not a pro or against it. Just wondering if it can be done right. I loved this comment because I actually feel the same way and I've had the same questions. And that is why I've put it out there for people who've had positive experiences. Like, I want to talk to them because I want to know, I want to ask those questions. I haven't really been able to find a positive experience from someone that has been able to maintain the weight loss for a significant time. I have some people that they're coming off of it and they're seeing, but so far, I will say the people that I have worked with and come in contact with, communicated with, the issue they have is while they're on it, their intention was to do that. But while they're on the medication, when it fully kicks in, they're just not in the mood to eat. And the last thing they want to eat is protein. And they're not eating enough calories to eat enough protein anyway. Do you know what I mean? If they're only hungry enough to eat 800 calories, if half of those calories come from protein, that's still significantly less than the body needs. So you're going to have muscle wasting. So think about that, right? It's difficult. It's the thought is there and the idea is great. And that's what I would tell people, right? If they're going to go on it, I always say, well, try to get your protein in, make sure you still exercise. But if you're eating under 1,000 calories, you're tired. You don't have the energy to exercise as much. And if you're not eating that many calories, even if you were really good about making sure those calories were protein, it's still probably not enough. So I don't know. Do I believe there are some people who probably do that? Of course, there's always outliers. I just think the majority of people are not able to do that, even if their intention was to do that. I think ideally that would be a perfect world though. Yeah. Like I would love if someone were to get on, hey, okay, exercise. And I've often wondered myself also, can you take a lower dose that just takes the edge off your appetite? But I don't know. Not a lot of people are coming forward and saying that they do that. They go all in. I have to say, there is nothing that garners more reaction to our show than when we talk about Ozempic. And I'm on both sides. I've actually shared my feelings on both sides. I also admit that I would have absolutely taken it. I would have, if I needed to take it, I would try to eat a lot of protein and exercise. But people feel some type of way in both directions. When I've shared that I am pro Ozempic, I get the people coming for me because people were stealing it from the diabetics and blah, blah, blah. When I share that I'm anti Ozempic because I'm scared of the fallout, I get all the people who are on Ozempic and upset at me and messaging me one way or another. And we've had some like loyal Candidly with Coffee listeners that were upset about our take on it on the last episode, specifically you, that you were insensitive about. They said it's a shortcut and you have no respect for people to take it and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I thought I'd put it out there. Switzerland. I don't know. I feel like there is going to be a fallout. I feel most people fall under the category of gaining all their weight back. But I do feel like there are some people who can do it right. And kudos to you. I want you on the show. Congratulations. Come talk to me when you've kept off the weight for a year.
Man, you went on for 20 minutes. I'm falling asleep over here.
No, you're not. Jeez. I had to say my piece. Now say your piece.
I know. You said everything under the sun. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. Again, I'm still anti because a lot of people are using it trying to be a cheat code. And their bodies are showing it. And they're going to have fallout from it. I don't care how you want to slice it. Now, if you need it for your medication, like a diabetic, like a close friend of mine needs it. He's been on Ozempic before this whole hype came out. Then, okay, I'm all for it. If you're extremely grossly obese and you really need it, then, hey, by all means. But people who have 10 or 20 pounds to lose, no. Negative. I don't think you should do it. You're trying to cheat the game. You need to learn. You need to learn adversity. You need to learn how to lose weight correctly. Stop trying to cheat the game. Cut the line. Look for shortcuts. Americans, I don't know if it's like that anywhere else, they're always looking for the fad diet. They're always looking for the new thing. Like you talked about in the last pad, about some stupid ass fad, the Ozempic stupid shit. What are we doing? Are we that dumb? No, just eat your regular macros and you'll lose weight. Yeah. Just follow a program and trust in the process. Is that easy? But nope, they want to do it their way.
I will say though, the people that came to me, I had three different people reach out. They were not vanity weight loss. They took Ozempic they had obesity. So they were more than 30 pounds overweight and qualified to take it. But none of them yet have been off of it long enough to where I necessarily would consider it a success story. But they may, and I offered it to all of them saying, hey, when you reach this point, I want to hear from you and you can come on the show and you can throw it in Mike's face, not mine, because I'm on your side, but no, but you actually are okay with the thought process of someone who is obese. And if someone who is obese takes it, has success, comes off of it and maintains it for a year, what would you say to them?
Congratulations. You did a great job.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, how many people can come off of it and maintain?
That's what we're waiting for.
We need to hear it. Yeah.
I want to hear that.
Because let me tell you something, I've seen extreme dieters. I've seen the people that went on the show, The Biggest Loser, lose all that weight, and they gained it all back. So show us. Show me. Prove me wrong. I like to take it on the chin.
Yeah, man, that episode ruffled some feathers because a lot of people feel some type of way about Jillian Michaels, too. They're like, what about Biggest Loser? Yeah, I think she's addressed that and agrees. She was an employee of a freaking show.
Come on, let's be honest. She was trying to build her brand on that show. They're paying lots of money. She did. I would love to be on that show and train those people. I actually did train a former contestant on that show. He was like number two runner-up. It was in Salinas, California. I can't remember. I think his name was Seth. I don't know if he was on season one or two, but he was trying to become a trainer. I don't know what happened to the dude. I don't know. I never kept in touch with him.
Anyways, man, it ruffles some feathers. But thank you for that question because it's such a good question. I often wonder that myself. That's not the stories you hear about. So I don't know. I haven't heard of anyone successfully doing that, like exercising, eating protein, losing the weight, coming off the meds and keeping the weight off. Like I have many clients who have come to me because they need help doing that while they're working with me. And they just say like, I just don't want to eat. I just don't have any desire for food.
My friend's like that. He doesn't have desire to eat sometimes too. I took him out to eat. He couldn't finish the food on his plate.
Isn't that crazy? And he's on Ozempic.
Yes.
Yeah.
For diabetes, though.
Yeah. And he's on a low dose for diabetes. It's a lower dose, but even that curbs his appetite.
Yes.
So then my question is, why can't they prescribe a low dose to people just to take the edge off their appetite?
That is a very good question. I don't know.
Like, why does it have to be balls to the wall?
Could be monetarily. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyways, okay, moving on to, I have to share our longtime listener of this show, Cindy B100, I think, you know who I'm talking about.
She won her first show.
She did. She won her first show. 50 plus masters. Look at her. First of all, she has some pretty good competition there. They all look great.
Yeah.
They all look great.
It's a different era.
She won the show. You guys, 50 plus masters bikini. It is a different era.
That's why these younger women who give up and just succumb to their, this is just, I have a mom bod or I had a baby, I'm just going to succumb to this weight and be this way. Nah, man, you're just giving up mentally. You're taking the easy road. You're just like tapping out. When women do those kind of shows, like 50 plus and then master themselves, master their bodies, they're really mastering their mindset. And I know it sounds repetitive, but you're really mastering your mindset. You're finding your inner beast and you're bringing that inner beast out. Like, I got this. I could do this. And anyone could do it. Anybody can do it. It's not impossible.
Yeah, I have to show more pictures. Check her out.
I wish I had my glasses. I can't see.
You can't see?
You have to turn the screen towards me.
You guys, it's up on the screen.
Look at her.
She looks amazing.
Cindy, amazing. Killing it. Look at that.
Congratulations, because I know she's been working on this for a while.
Yeah.
And that is such, for one, stepping on stage is a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
But winning the show, that's amazing.
That's even bigger.
Winning her class, Masters 50 plus, she looks amazing. I just had to like showcase it because that is such a great accomplishment. And I actually asked her, so what's your plan now? Reverse diet? What's your plan? She's going to reverse and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. People got to understand it takes a lot of hard work to get there. But guess what? She honed in. Focus, just tapped into her inner savage beast and said, I'm going to do this. That's it. It doesn't take, people think like competitors, fitness people in the space have special genetics. Hell no, they just got grit, you know?
Grit.
They got grit.
Yeah, I agree completely. All right, you guys, moving on. MegaFit Meals. I just wanted to chat about MegaFit Meals because they have a sale, 20% off. They don't do, not even my discount code that they give out is that big of a discount. So you get a 20% off. Discount code. Check in the description for the discount code. Use my link and then I get credit for it. I would appreciate that. But they're having a sale and they have a new pancake. They did a collab with Kodiak Cakes. So they have a new pancake. I didn't order them this week. I'm getting my delivery actually today. Today I'm getting my delivery. I'm excited because I didn't get them last week, and now I'm like missing them because they are super convenient. But if you use my link, obviously I get a credit for that. I am affiliated with them. I love MegaFit meals. They are so convenient, delicious. And I tried a few new meals in this batch that I received today. So stay tuned to my Instagram because I will be sharing on Instagram, probably all my vlog too, on the vlog that's here on YouTube. But we love MegaFit meals.
Yes, and we do.
These are the donuts, by the way. I ordered the peanut butter cup donuts.
Ooh, I can't wait to try those.
They're
coming. But more exciting for me is the pancakes. I want to see, because I eat Kodiak cakes. I make it my way. I want to see how they make their way.
Yeah. I do have some news, too. Use the discount code and try the MegaFit PB&J. It's going away. They rotate in things in and out. And the MegaFit PB&J is going away, and I'm devastated about it because that's like my favorite thing. I know you make a good one, babe.
No, but theirs is fire. Theirs is good. They got theirs dialed in. And it's hearty, too. It's filling.
Oh, it's so good. I'm sorry. It's so, so, so good.
I hate that we're talking about food because I'm hungry.
I know. I'm hungry, too. But
being honest.
But, okay, let's talk about making weight loss difficult. Overcomplicating weight loss.
Yes.
And if you have a list of foods that you suddenly have to run to the grocery store and get when you're on a diet, you're doing it wrong.
All wrong.
You're doing it wrong. It's not supposed to be that way. The difference between losing weight and maintaining weight, the only difference that should happen in your life is your volume of food. Nothing else should change.
That's it. You got to be, what do you call it, your portions. I'm a big eater, so I've learned from you how to stretch my calories. I eat a big portion and be macro friendly. Mm-hmm. I learned from you. I took that from you.
Yeah. I am the master at volume hacks.
Yes.
I am a volume hack queen.
You are, because we like to eat big meals. If anybody, you guys follow us, cheap posts, cheap meals. We don't hide nothing.
Nothing.
And we both can eat, man.
Yeah, we don't hide anything. We eat what you get, so we make it work. And so how we eat is we eat that way, and we're able to maintain a physique that we're proud of.
Exactly.
And that's what we want to teach, our way. Not the bro diet or the whole diet or the this diet, the restrictive diet, no carbs.
No 75 hard, none of that.
No, because you don't have to do that. And you know what? I have to say there's this, and this is actually what I'm going to talk about today, because people overcomplicate weight loss. And how do they overcomplicate it? I'm going to list. Lane Norton provided his ways that people overcomplicate weight loss. And these are the things. They overcomplicate it with food selection, worrying about their carb and fat ratios and macros.
Terrible.
What kind of exercises they should do, the timing of their meals and supplements and ingredients and things like that, right? Yeah. That's what's lumped into food selection. That stuff is not imperative for weight loss.
Nope.
Okay. The things that matter is calorie deficit, consistency, macros, activity, and your habits. Those are the things you should focus on. So whether something has over analyzing the ingredients list for this oil, that oil, whatever, is just a waste of time.
It is. People make it so hard on themselves. Like, why do you do that? And we show you guys how easy it is. We show you, we film it, we put it out there. We don't hide nothing. But people still want to do it the hard way. Like, why do you want to do that way? It's like this. If somebody has a blueprint, copy and paste. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. It's not working for you. That means you're doing something wrong. People always trying to reinvent the wheel, do it their way. Mm-hmm. Kick your fucking pride and ego to the curb and say, all right, I'm going to follow their blueprint, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
And I hear this a lot, and I want to address it. It irritates me a little bit. When people say, oh, just because someone looks healthy and fit on the outside doesn't mean they're healthy on the inside.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I mean, I get that's true. But what about when you are healthy on the outside and on the inside? Because how do we know? Because we have healthy habits and we go to the doctor and we get blood work done twice a year.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you that you don't have to monitor the ingredients label and not drink Diet Coke and all of that stuff, because I can tell you that I go get my blood work done. My cholesterol is excellent. My A1C is excellent. All of my numbers are excellent. So yes, do I agree that there are some people, yeah, bodybuilders and stuff that are pumping themselves with steroids and
for sure.
Yeah, they're lean and ripped, but are they, their kidneys might be messed up and they might have other issues. So yes, there's outliers, but don't, I think the where my trigger is people do that to make themselves feel better.
Yes, they do.
They say that to make themselves feel better.
Always.
So what they're really saying is just because I'm, my exterior looks like this doesn't mean I'm unhealthy. So they're saying the opposite because they want to make themselves feel better. So they're saying just because that person there, because they're pointing, they're, what do they call that?
Projecting. Yep.
Just because that person is fit and lean doesn't mean they're healthy. Really what they're wanting to say is just because I'm overweight on the outside doesn't mean I'm unhealthy, but they don't want to say it like that because they don't want to turn inward. They want to project.
Or another one I hear. Oh, my blood work came back. These are for overweight people. Oh, my blood work came back. My doctor says I'm healthy. I'm healthier than I've ever been. Okay. Being overweight's not healthy either way you slice it. You still got fat in and around your organs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're not healthy.
Yeah.
And not only that, you're not even healthy mentally because how you look on the outside is how you feel on the inside. You're just lying to yourself. That's all you're doing. You're being dishonest with yourself. Because let me tell you something. Everybody wants a rocking body. They just don't want to work for it. Mm-hmm. But they're lying to themselves. If you say, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that lean. It's, what you're telling me is you don't want to work for it.
Yeah, like that's exactly.
That's what you're telling me. You're looking for a cop-out. You're looking for an excuse.
Because you don't want to work for it. It's too daunting.
Yes.
So you don't want to. So you're trying to find an excuse of why you convincing yourself that you really don't want it.
Exactly. Because anybody can get it.
Yeah.
I said it earlier, it's not no special geneticist. You got to do the work.
Yeah, and you want to stop trying to reinvent the wheel too.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. If you're chasing health, the quickest path to health is, for one, have a healthy, be a healthy body weight. Lower your body fat. Doctors will tell you that time and time again. You'll hear it over and over again, but people, they want to try to like circumvent that knowledge. If you lower your body fat and you lower your body weight, it's going to fix all the other things like simultaneously. A lot of the other things, not all, but a lot. It's going to fix. All of a sudden, you're not pre-diabetic anymore. Your blood pressure's not high anymore. Your heart's healthier. Your cholesterol's lower. It's going to fix all those things. Instead, people fixate on one little thing to fix one little thing. And let me give you an example. Oh, my I'm pre-diabetic, so I'm just not going to eat any sugar. They're going to do everything else. They're not going to lower their weight. They're not going to get on macros. They're not going to exercise and diet. They're just going to stop eating sugar because they just want to lower their A1C. So they're just going to take one little pin and put it in one little hole. When all they need to do is just adopt a healthy lifestyle overall. Don't focus on one thing. Just focus on just living a healthy lifestyle. We already know it works. Live a healthy lifestyle. Then go back to the doctor and be like, okay, doctor, I did the work. I'm living a healthy lifestyle. I lowered my body weight. What am I left with? Where's my health? What do I need to focus on now?
True. Maybe exercise more, maybe move more. Who knows? But I'll tell you this. What was the first two things, the paper they gave me after I left the hospital, stroke? Exercise and keep my body weight low.
Yeah.
Two important things after my stroke, they said at the hospital.
It list specifically said maintain a healthy body weight. And exercise. Those are the two biggest controllables for you to prevent another stroke.
Yep. Exactly. I was already doing those two things. You know what I'm saying? So imagine people who are not doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the risk that they're at. Unfortunately for me, it's hereditary. I have high blood pressure. There's nothing I can do about that. I inherited. I got to maintain my blood pressure. I got to keep my body weight low. Mm. And I got to keep my stress level low. Mm. And I got to just move. Just keep moving.
Living a healthy lifestyle, just overall, because a healthy lifestyle, it does reduce your stressors. It does make you happier, less stressed, you sleep better. All those things impact your overall health. But I just feel like people want to focus on, I feel personally that they want to pick something that feels easier.
Yeah, always. They always want to go down the easy road, man. And it's like, you guys are soft. Society's so soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always want to pick the easy path, the path of least resistance. Like, no, go up that fucking hill, man. Mm. Conquer it. Stop fucking taking the easy road.
But it's at the same time, it's the easy road, but it's the hard road because they're over fixating on things that don't matter at the same time. Mm-hmm. But because it feels like less I don't know, like they can say, because they want to be able to say, I eat healthy, I eat organic. So they're focusing on that, right? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to eat organic. It's all the health halos. I'm going to be gluten-free and dairy-free and organic and vegan. But your exterior is not reflecting these quote-unquote healthy choices.
How many times I've heard that? Oh, but I eat healthy. I eat organic. And I'm like, homeboy, your body doesn't reflect that. So where you eat healthy or eat organic, it's not doing nothing for your physical. So what's the problem? I always say this too, like Sprouts, Trader Joe's. What's the other one I'm
Whole
looking
Foods.
For? Whole Foods. People think because, oh, I shop organic or I shop at Whole Foods healthy. You better look at the labels. A lot of that stuff is loaded with calories. They think they're eating all healthy. They're getting these prepackaged meals.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought it at Whole Foods. It's healthy. No.
Yeah. What did I tell you the other day when we're in the store? Health halos. It's really easy to get sucked into health halos where we perceive something to be healthier. So we choose it. And they do this. It's psychology. These companies get people in a room that are very smart in what it takes to get someone to buy something. The coloring on the package, the wording, and they call it health halos because you're more likely to pick something that you feel is going to be healthy. That's why all these companies now, because protein is a buzzword now. Everyone's, eat a lot of protein. So companies are like, okay, people are looking to eat a lot of protein. We're not going to change our product at all. We're still putting the same product out, but let's just slap something on there that says protein.
Yes, they've been doing that lately.
And then so we've I look that. At it and I'm like, this isn't protein. This isn't a high protein.
No.
This is not. This granola, protein granola. It'll say protein granola per serving a half a cup and it's 300 calories, has 10 grams of protein.
That's a horrible return
that
on investment.
That is not a lot of protein.
No, not at all.
But people will be more likely, and I'm sure if they do like surveys or polls or see, like if two packages are next to each other and one says protein across it, one says nothing, and say this one person is trying to do better, they're going to pick the package that says protein on it.
Yeah.
Or for example, I just saw we were in the cookie aisle. I don't know why, but we were in the cookie aisle and I was looking at the Oreos and there was one package of Oreos that was green. It had like leaves and was green. And I'm like, I bet you anything people will gravitate towards this. It was gluten-free Oreos. I thought people will gravitate. I'm just going to get the gluten-free one. So I turned it over, look at the calories. Same. So unless you need to be gluten-free, there's absolutely no benefit to getting a gluten-free Oreo.
Calories
but people
is calories.
Fall for that. And especially like older people, my mom, bless her heart, would buy everything. And she would say, but it says heart healthy.
My goodness, especially older people, man. They don't even go in the cereal aisle. Count how many cereals with that heart healthy on there.
Mm-hmm.
Count. And then go look at the back of the cereal, see how much sugar per serving and calories it has.
Yeah. So it's marketing. So don't fall for the marketing. Now, I don't, like I said, in the chip aisle, what do I say in the chips? People say, which chip should I get? And every time I see chips on my plate, which chips do you eat? Eat the chips you want. That's my tip of the day. The chips that you should be eating are the chips that you love because guess what? Every single chip in the chip aisle is a serving of chips is 28 to 30 grams.
Yep.
And it's 130 to 150 calories a serving.
Yep.
Eat the chips that you want. The key is don't eat as much of the chips that you want.
Exactly.
That's the tip.
I used to think, you know what? I'm so dumb or so misinformed. And I would eat them way back in the days. And I enjoyed them. I liked them. But I would think, I'm eating Sun Chips. These are healthier for me.
So people, you get the Sun Chips.
Sun Chips.
Seem healthier. Or the veggie straws.
The veggie straws.
Same shit.
See?
Nothing special about a veggie straw.
They do people.
Yeah.
Because of the packaging, the wording.
So eat the ones you like. But just you're not going to eat the entire bag. And you know what gets a bad rap? What gets a bad rap is a bag of chips. There's nothing wrong with those prepackaged bag of chips that we have because they're pre-portioned.
Yeah.
Someone's not going to overeat them. It's about 150 calories in a bag of like Doritos or Cheetos or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. It's been vilified.
It has.
Yeah. If that's all
Why
you
is that?
Eat.
Why is that?
It's just portion control. The problem in America is not really... It's more volume is the issue.
Yeah.
Because why is it that people, here's another trigger for me. They will be so anti Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell. I can't believe you eat that garbage.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay, same person goes to Cheesecake Factory, orders the chicken marsala. That's enough to feed a freaking family.
Yes, it is.
They don't bat an eyelash because, no. Oh, I'm at Cheesecake Factory. Okay, I just had Chick-fil-A, and it was a third of the calories of your meal at Cheesecake Factory that has butter, oil, everything under sodium, everything under the sun. But your perception is that my meal is unhealthy and yours is fine because you're at Cheesecake Factory. It's chicken, it's mushrooms, it's vegetables and protein. It's perception. Stop buying the bullshit.
At the end of the day, your body is designed. Each one of us is unique. We all take in different calories. You know what I'm saying? And your body doesn't know any different. Just because you ate that marsala versus us eating Chick-fil-A, guess what? Our Chick-fil-A meal might be, like you said, a third less in calories. This is a third heavy. This is much more heavy in calories, like triple the amount. This is doing way more damage. But they think, oh, because I'm eating at a restaurant. No, they use butters and oils.
I think that as soon as someone goes to eat at a restaurant, it's like it's just because they put things in buckets. Fast food, bad. Restaurant, okay.
Of course they do. That's how we've been led to believe. We've been vilifying America's weight problem. We've been blaming like McDonald's. And remember the supersize me and all that? It's not McDonald's fault that you go do that. It's not that none of their faults that you go to their drive-thru and eat their food.
No.
They're a business like anybody else. They serve food like anybody else. It's your choice. But just because you go to a sit-in restaurant, don't think it's better for you. A lot of those sit-in restaurants have way higher calories. Just look at this dessert, a cheesecake. They're 2,000 calories for one of them. One.
The portions at a restaurant Trump or double to triple what you're going to get when you go order a burger and fries at fast food, In-N-Out Burger or whatever.
Yes, 100%.
A lot of times, like my clients, they'll be like, oh, what should I have out if I'm going to go out? And they want to shy away from something like that. I'm like, to be honest, obviously, I'm not telling you to eat out all the time, but it's part of life. Okay, you're going to eat out
sometimes. Realistic. It's going
to
happen.
But people what will they do? They'll gravitate to the salad instead of, say, a burger and fries. And I'm like, you know what? Your macros that you're going to log for that are going to be more accurate in the burger and fries. So at least you really know what you consume than that salad. Because the last time I checked, if you ever peek in the kitchen of a restaurant, do you ever see them pull out the scale and measure the dressing?
No.
That big ass salad that you're getting, that even if it says it's 590 calories on the menu, that's nice. That's if the cook that's back there is actually measuring the dressing. He's not doing that.
No.
I have news for you. Do you notice that even though I order those salads that have the macros on them, what do I always do?
You always sauce on the side. That's
sauce
your go-to.
On the side.
Everything. You've taught me that. Even with a lot of dishes. It doesn't even have to be salads.
Right.
If there's like a dish, like a salmon dish, a chicken dish, and they have some kind of sauce, even me, I've learned sauce on the side.
Yeah, because they're not measuring that. But guess what? I go to In-N-Out Burger. The patties, same every time. Slice of cheese, same every time.
Every time.
Bun, same every time.
Yep.
So guess what? Yeah, it's not the cleanest choice, burger and fries, but guess what?
More accurate calories.
I'm going to log it, and then I'm going to fit the rest of my day around it, and I'm good.
Yeah.
But eat the salad that you perceive to be healthy,
yep,
and you're not going to log enough calories for it. You're going to log way under, and you're going to perceive that you have all this extra food, extra calories to eat. You're going to overeat for the day. So yeah, it's perceptions.
All perceptions.
Perceptions.
Those freaking sauces, man. I've seen the sauces for your salad. Those sometimes are like 300-400 calories extra. People don't realize that. And they dump in more than the measurement they give you. They probably dump twice the amount into the salad to make it taste good.
Just so you know, the little silver thing that they bring with your dressing, 4 tablespoons. It's 4 tablespoons if you fill it to the top.
What's
the silver thing.
What do you think that is in calories? At least 300 to 400 calories?
The average dressing.
Depending on which dressing
it is. It's not a light dressing because restaurant, unless it says a light dressing, it's not. So if it's a light dressing, it probably about 70 calories, 70 to 100 calories for 2 tablespoons, if you're lucky. The average dressing, other than that, you're talking like 100 calories per tablespoon, minimum, probably more.
See? And you think they're measuring that out when they dump it manually into their salads? You think, oh, I have chicken and avocado and carrots and vegetables. Okay, yeah, that is good. If you eat it plain, but now you just dump 300, 400, 500 calories of just sauce
in
there.
So it's perception, right? So again, that person that's shaming me for going to Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell or whatever.
Yes.
They're not batting an eyelash when they go to restaurants.
Nope.
And then they order their margarita. Oh, yeah, but it's a skinny margarita, babe.
Oh, it's a skinny margarita. Oh, but you're drinking Diet Coke. The chemicals in that are worse for you. Oh, really? So you're trying to tell me the Diet Coke chemicals are worse for me than that alcohol, which is poisonous to the liver. It's a known fact. It's from doctors. 100% factual evidence, but you're shaming because I'm drinking Diet Coke. Isn't that funny how that
works? What also bothers me, last time I checked, I have never heard someone die or sad announced that they've been diagnosed with overconsumption of Diet Coke. Never. I've never had someone say, I have aspartame poisoning. I'm dying, guys. I'm sorry. I have aspartame poisoning or whatever people want to say, aspartame or whatever
aspartame,
they want to say.
Yeah. That's
never. But yet cirrhosis of the liver and all of that.
All day long.
All the time, all day long.
As we're speaking on this podcast, somebody's probably in the hospital dying from liver failure. As we're speaking right now, we don't know who, but I can promise you somebody's in the hospital dying from liver poisoning.
But the judgy wudgy
yes.
that's saying, oh my God, you drink Diet Coke, sips margarita. It just boggles my mind. It is, it's all about this. It's like they focus on the wrong things.
Yep.
So hypocritical. And want to judge the things that we're doing and teaching or whatever because they're uncomfortable with themselves.
That's what it is.
In some regard.
Yes, they are. That's what it is. Their frequency is low. Ours are high. And they think they're going to pull us down. And that's not going to work, sweetheart. Sorry. Or a homie. Either way.
Yeah. But here's the other thing is I think that... And the minute, because it's annoying, right? Because the minute that you have... Because I know our clients and I have feedback of my clients that... We'll say things like this. Nobody cared what they were doing when they were not on a journey. Okay. They didn't care. They're eating and drinking to their heart's desire. Their friends don't care. They're all partaking. But the minute that maybe they share like, oh, I hired a coach, like I'm working on my fitness or whatever. Anything they then consume becomes judged.
Yeah.
Anything.
Always.
Like you're eating that. You're doing that.
Yep.
All of a sudden they're under a spotlight. And yeah. they cannot do anything without being judged. Oh, I thought you shouldn't do HIIT if you're over 40. I thought you shouldn't drink Diet Coke. I thought you should eat more vegetables. I thought blah, 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 blah. Everyone suddenly has a freaking PhD in weight loss the minute that you decide you're going to do something about it.
Yeah, they think they're experts. That's the problem is too many people think they're experts in the space. They have no clue. They don't have a space to talk. You're not at the table. You're not educated. This is not your wheelhouse. This is our wheelhouse.
It is.
We're trained. This is us. This is what we do.
Trained and certified.
Yes. It's what we do. We're the pros.
Doing it for years.
Yep.
And this is the most important thing. Always learning.
Always learning.
Continuing to learn.
Never
stop.
And
being willing to change our opinion on things as new information comes out and evolving. Because... If you just are stuck in the knowledge you learned 20 years ago, how far behind do you think
science.
You'd be right
That's
now?
That's old science.
We're experienced, always learning, and successful in what we do. The
yep.
proof is in the pudding. We practice what we preach.
What do we say? I always say this. Results speak for themselves. I always call dudes out like, you're giving a lot of advice, homie. Like, you know the formula, but you look like a busted can of fucking beans. Like, shit, take your shirt off. I'll take my shirt off. We'll see what's
we
up.
Go.
I clown them. What are you saying, homie? I said, you look like shit. You shouldn't be giving no advice. You're not in the place to stand to give advice.
It is not a good episode of Candidly with Coffee unless Mike says, take your shirt off, homie.
Yeah, I clown them. I'm not going to say that to women, obviously, but I'm just saying. But they give advice, too. Like, they have a place to speak, too.
They'll speak to the friend instead of being, oh, wow, that's great.
Lift them up, yes.
That's amazing. I hope that works for you. I'd like to learn how you do it.
Exactly.
Instead of doing that, they suddenly become an expert in something suddenly. That they clearly have not mastered.
None.
But
Zero.
Suddenly they have all the knowledge. They'll be able,
but I heard.
That's da, 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 da,
yes,
da.
I heard.
I thought, blah, blah, blah.
Stop getting your information off the internet. And let me tell you something. Let me give you a piece of advice. So I'm going to leave this here.
Yeah, because we got to end.
Please, if you're not... in the space, you're not a trainer, you're not a nutritionist, you don't know nothing, you've never coached anyone to lose weight, you yourself don't look the part, please don't give that unwarranted advice. You're not in the place to be mm-hmm. to do that.
But what I can tell you, what you can do though, do the work, get to where you need to be, and then once you are there, then you have some room to talk. You can share and be like, you guys,
yes.
this is how I did it.
Yep.
Okay? Because you know what they say? First, people will say, why are you doing something? Then they'll ask you how you did it.
Yes.
Because they will. The people will talk shit all along the way. But then at the end of your journey, the people that care and they've been watching, they're going to be like, all right, Now I need to know. How'd you do it?
Yep.
How'd you do it? Because that's how you got actually a lot of your clients.
Exactly. They see me flip myself and change, and I'm 49 years old, and, you know, I'm living proof. Age is just a number. And I'm young. There's a lot of this dude's 10 years older than me, 20 years older than me, that are jacked and ripped and lean and fit. It's all mindset. It all goes back to this.
All right, you guys. You know what happened? I think I'm hungry. It's been a long day. I'm a little grumpy. Went a little off the chains today, but that's okay.
We already did an episode earlier. I did.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's already after 5 o'clock. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. And we will see you on the next one. And we'll see some of you guys in the after show.